In volume 32, this is letter number 12,115. This is an annual letter the Rebbe would send to the Yeshiva Ohel Torah on the occasion of their dinner. So the Rebbe writes, Baruch Hashem, and this is written, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Mevorchim Kodesh Iyur, Hey Tovshin Lamed Zayim, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing it to all the participants in the yearly dinner for the Moised Chinuch, the institution for education, Ohel Torah. Hashem Eleim Yichyu, may God be with you and grant you life. Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe writes, as hot mir gefreit, I was happy to receive the news about the forthcoming dinner. The forthcoming dinner, which will take place on Sunday of the portion of Achrei Kedoshim, which is coming upon us. And may it be the will that this should be with great success in all aspects. As it is known, the portion of the week is a well of instruction from the living Torah, which is an instruction in life for all that happens in the week, especially the important happenings which are directly connected with Torah. It would seem a surprise that the parsha of Achrei begins with the details of the service of the Kohen Gadol in the day of Yom Kippur, which is really just one day a year, Achas Bashona, as the Pasuk says, one day a year, especially when you take into consideration that the laws of the Parsha were commanded in the month of Nisan. And the service only began 6 months later. And it only needed to be done with 6 months from then. So it starts with something which is going to only be involved 6 months later. And at the same time, the daily conduct and obligations to Kohanim, they were given later in the portion of Emor El HaKohanim. So why is this discrepancy that it starts off with something which is important 6 months later and the daily conduct is written in a few seredras later after the portion of Acher in the portion of Emor? So one of the explanations in this is that when you have to bring in the Kohanim into the aspect of their priesthood, which is something which is connected with Kedusha, with holiness, and this is a higher sanctity from just an ordinary Jew, which also really every Jew is part of the Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, they are a nation of priests and a holy nation. So one needs to know that the foundation and the power of the Kedusha you take from Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the holiest in holiest, which is in place, space, the Beis HaMikdash. It's the holiest space is where the Beis HaMikdash. Also in sight, which is in time, which is Yom Kippur, is the time. And when we talk about people, is from the one who represents the holiest, holiest from Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, which is the Kohen Gadol. So all of these three aspects become at the same expression in the highest level of Kedusha, as explained in Chabad, in the concept of world, year, and soul. Basically, in the world, it's the space, is the Beis HaMikdash. In the year, that is the time, that is Yom Kippur. And in the soul, in person, that's the Kohen Gadol. It's all combined together. A Yid gets his koyach for the service from the Holy of Holiest and from the combination of the holiest is all connected when they're tied together. This is also an instruction as far as education on Taris HaKodesh means holy purity. The point of education is to give the child an education, so gam ki yaskin lo yosur mimenu. So even when he gets older, he will not turn away. And this should impact his entire life. This should penetrate his daily life and conduct, his daily conduct, as it is expected from each one and one, every man, woman, and that belong to part of this priestly nation and a holy nation. Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kodesh. In this area of Chinuch, there are also exist the above mentioned three things. Educational institute where the child learns, the formative years of education when the foundation is placed for the entire life, and the educators and the hanhola, the leadership, which accomplish this holy work of education. These are, so to speak, the three foundations. The Olam Shana Nefesh, world, space, year, time, soul, from education. All these three together, you need to combine in the highest level of Kedusha. So the institution, basically, is the Olam. That's the in space, that's the institution where it exists. The formative years of the child, that's the time. And the soul is the educators, that's the Kohen Gadol, that's the highlight, the Holy of Holiest. But in order to accomplish this in actuality, we need to have the work together and the help from the parents and the friends and the supporters from this educational institution. And this is the responsibility, this is the purpose of the yearly dinner. It takes place once a year, Achas Bashana, so paraphrasing like Yom Kippur. But this needs to place the foundation for finding the necessary means, both physically and spiritually, for the entire year. So that this institution should be able to, that the institution should be able to fulfill its mission in the fullest measure and in the best way. And the Rebbe concludes that may be the will that all the above should find the proper response and the right expression by the dinner of the educational institute of a holy Torah. And each one and one, man and woman, they should do in this with joy and gladness of heart, with honor, with blessing for success and good news and the Rebbe's signature.